old gyro sandwich, huh? All right.
I was just thinking I could really go for a Bush Pup gyro. Gyro plate actually would be better. Then they give you more meat and everything, you know.
Got a little bit of that echo going on there. Where are you at?
I got that echo?
You got an echo going on.
How's that?
I think it's better. Were you doing the classic live from the porcelain throne with Mike the Plumber?
No, I just had the speakers on.
Oh, all right. You were.
But if you couldn't understand, that is a gyro sandwich or gyro plate from Plush Pup.
All right, so
would
you're...
be my order.
So you're getting the gyro plate, and for those who aren't familiar with the typical fixins on a gyro menu item, there you get the sandwich. It's the gyro meat piled high with the tomato, the onion, and the tzatziki sauce.
Yes, and fries.
A side of fries.
And this the best part is, though, you get to build it yourself because for some reason the Greeks, they just put too much onions, man. Ease up on the fucking onions.
It all turns into hair and it goes to their arms. It's incredible.
Is that what causes it? I mean, Jesus Christ. The only thing you have more of than onions is your arm hair. It's crazy.
Yeah. So that's the gyro sandwich. Now the platter, you get the giant pile of like half a thing of gyro meat, right? Half the bone basically. And
well,
then
what they do is those like they take the container and they fill the one thing with just meat. They put a little bit of onions, four slices of tomato, and then they put the rest with fries.
Here's the trick
tzatziki with sauce on the side.
Yeah, and that's I was just gonna say the trick with getting the good gyro in Chicago is get that tzatziki on the side because they're just going to give you the typical splatter of the tzatziki on it. But when you get that side, that cup, man, that's like a side soup of tzatziki sauce, man. It's
that cup
a giant
goes a long
cup,
way.
Man. Well, you can spread it. You can dip it. I mean, you'll be at the end and you'll just, you know, be offering people tzatziki. You have too much tzatziki left over.
Well, you always got too much meat, which is good. So you take a couple strips off, you dip it in the
dip
sauce.
Dip it in the
maybe
sauce.
Maybe wrap it around
yeah,
a fly.
That's,
so yeah. What I like to do is I grab a couple fries, wrap the extra meat around the fry, dip it in the sauce. Fucking delicious.
Man.
And then you thin it out. Now you got enough to wrap it.
That's right.
Eat the sandwich. Whatever drops off, you scoop it up with the fry, then you dip the fry.
And that's why that's the move. Get it sauce on the side. You'll never regret it, and you'll get more tzatziki than you can imagine even using. And then on top of it, I love the platter because they give you that side pita. And do they cut it in the triangles for you?
No, I get it. I don't get it cut.
No
cut. I want to make my own sandwich.
That's right, yeah. And I...
You know, what I do is I get the platter, put a little bit of onions, then a lot of meat.
Oh, yeah.
And I put the tzatziki sauce, right?
That's right.
And then I eat the sandwich, and then, like I said, rest of the meat, I wrap around fries and dip it, and I throw out the rest of the onions, which is like 3/4 of the onions they give you. Because I also put the tomato in the sandwich.
In today's day and age of the Bidenomics with the $18 minimum wage for all the fast food workers out there, you're on the date. Split the platter. You guys can easily enjoy it together.
Platter at Plush Pup is $22.
There you go. Split the platter on the date. Everybody enjoys themselves a good sharing of the gyro meat. You get the extra two side fries. Everyone's
filled. Doesn't come
happy.
With a drink.
No. The drink is even more money. I've been seeing so many. I was looking on, there was like a TikTok trend thing going on where people are posting their receipts after going to Five Guys and McDonald's and all this stuff. And what I actually keyed in on, which is kind of shocking, the cost of the beverage. I've been noticing that your Coca-Cola now, the large Diet Coke there, is costing equal to the cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Which is insane.
Oh, here we go. Euro plate, $17.99.
Fully worth it, in my opinion, though. You're getting your money's worth out of that $17.
Bro, cheeseburger, $12.99.
Ah, dude, but how do you afford the $18 minimum wage? That's no. How you get it. You get your $12 cheeseburger now, man.
It's terrible.
I'm no fucking economic genius either. I was screaming about this here in Colorado because we were at the forefront and still are. If you go look it up right now, Colorado's top 5 for outrageous minimum wage increases maybe even top three. The second it was being even floated, I said, I hope everyone's excited about their $15 cheeseburgers. And do you know how much a cheeseburger is costing everybody now?
$15,
dude. Just, that's exactly what happened,
I just said it here. It's $12.99 for the cheeseburger. It does come with the fries. And then here we go. A drink, $3.
Yes.
They only have one size, $3.
There you go.
So now you're paying 15 whatever for a cheeseburger, fries, and a drink. If you want that Euro plate, you're at $21.
Which is why I was listening to a podcast and they were discussing some info from a banker and how what people don't understand when it comes to the migrant crisis is that it is purposeful, and what they're doing is they need to flood these markets in major Democratic-run cities because they've inflated the wage market too high, and they need to bring in low-wage employees to bring it back down. And they can't pass laws to do it, so they just bring in people who will eventually just get paid under the counter.
I always say it, and it's because I live in a Democratic city, and they get so close. They literally
I know.
So these janitors, right? They were so happy because they raised their wage, right?
Oh yeah.
But here's the problem. This lady was literally telling me she couldn't believe it. They fought for this higher wage. They finally got this higher wage. But now because of the higher wage, 40 hours puts them into a higher tax bracket.
Ooh.
So they're paying more taxes, and because of the higher wage, they're not approving overtime.
Wow. Exactly.
So you are now bringing home less money than you were because you're paying more in taxes.
Yeah.
These are all minorities, man. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And it's like, that's who predominantly works in this union for the custodians, you know?
Sure.
Of the schools.
Yeah, man.
And it's like, dude, you people voted yourself out of more money, and you voted yourself into paying more taxes.
Yes.
I don't get... You people kept voting for tax the rich. They never raised the bar on what is the rich. Now you make $80,000 a year. You're not rich, but you're in the higher tax bracket.
Well, you voted to tax yourself.
Yes. It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, voting in favor of more taxes is insane.
Yeah, because what are they doing? They're not helping you with those taxes. It doesn't matter how high they raise it. The rich need to pay their fair share. I'm done with Elizabeth Warren telling me who needs to pay taxes. I would really love to hear Elizabeth Warren explain to me, what are you going to do with those taxes? How is that going to better my life? Fine, I will vote for you to take all of Elon's money. What are you going to do with it? Right?
I mean, I'm just not down with the government taking people's money.
They don't need it. They're only going to use it for things that are going to make our lives worse. We need less government in our lives.
Less government, and we should never be voting on or telling the government to take these people's money, because someday you end up being those people.
Yes, you will move up the bracket. If you just work and save and invest and do what you got to do, you will move up those brackets.
Not only, I don't even think it's moving up. I actually think we continually pass initiatives that ruin the brackets, so everyone eventually gets lumped into the same poor-ass bracket.
That's a good call. The first income tax, the only reason we pay an income tax, the original way it passed, is they were going to tax the richest 1%, 1%. 1% on the richest 1%.
Wow.
Earners.
Even today, that sounds I'm okay for, you know?
I'm okay for it, because now you're taxing the poorest people 20% on their income.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's absolutely mind-blowing. But what also is kind of blowing my mind this week is that we are around 10 years on the anniversary of Fukushima.
Dude, yeah, isn't that crazy?
10 years or 12. Was it 2011 or 14? I can't remember.
I think we're longer than 10 years.
We're over the 10-year mark. But it was from that earthquake that caused the tsunami, if I'm not mistaken. Is it
2011? Yeah, March 11th, 2011.
All right, man. And so they sent in this past week or very recently a couple drones, which is pretty wild, man. Because we love talking about drones these days.
It was a drone to film, and then they sent in this like snake robot to light the way.
Yeah.
Insane.
That's kind of cool that we have this tech, man.
Yeah.
What's not cool is that things are so bad still in Fukushima, we can barely send in a couple drones for like a few hours.
Oh, no humans.
Yeah, man. That sucker is sitting right on the ocean.
But go ahead and release that water. No problem.
Which they did this year or last year. They released water, man.
They approved it. They're just dumping the water from that place into the ocean. It's fine. No worries. You could detect the cesium on the California coast, but no worries.
I went and had sushi the other day. My teeth were as white as if I put on some strips. It was incredible. Some of those Crest strips.
Better than fluoride.
That's right, man. Yeah. How could you trust fish from Japan anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, all the way to California. It's the same ocean.
Yes, man. I mean, there's
Come on.
Okay, all right. So Pacific Ocean. It's a pretty big ocean, right? So we got some dilution going on here, right? But more specifically, I mean, there's a lot of fishing that goes on right where this
that's where the fish are the biggest.
Fukushima Daiichi plant. Yeah, that's right. They got the most meat, man. Come on. Have you seen these monsters?
Not only are those the fetish fish, we can see them in the dark. They're glowing.
Yeah.
Easy to catch.
I'm pretty certain that where this is located, it's a major industry for the, what is it, the sushi phenomenon that is all over America. I think that people are eating the fish from the Fukushima zone, man.
Oh, yeah. White people are stupid. They'll eat anything.
Well, it's nuclear, and I hope it's... I mean, I like the sushi, so unfortunately, I'm probably getting down on some nuclear fish.
Do you eat the sushi?
I get down on the sushi from time to time. I'm not one who's going to the grocery store and eating it for lunch every day. Emma and I will go maybe once every month or so to a nice sushi joint.
I gotta be honest with you. As a man who has dated a lot of rich white girls.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up eating a lot of sushi.
Yes, sir.
Most recently, dating a hillbilly.
All right.
No sushi. I haven't had sushi in a long time.
Well, most guys like myself who date these rich ladies from the coastal regions of our country.
Stay away.
Typically three quarters. I don't know if you know this about us. Three quarters.
The kind of guy that gets robbed by two 13-year-old chicks.
I'm your typical fella who drives the Subaru, and you know, lets the hair flow.
There's a lot of talk about them Southern girls, man. Find yourself a Southern girl. No sushi. One of the best. One of the perks.
No way, man. All the ladies love sushi. You just don't know how to treat your gal, my man. You got to take them out to the sushi. It doesn't matter where the sushi is. When you walk in, it feels like it's a fancy date.
Yeah, even if it's coming around on a belt.
It doesn't matter. It's sushi, dude. That's fancy. You're forking up the big dough, which means you're scoring the points with the lady.
I don't know.
I'm telling you. That's how. Plus, most sushi places, they got good stir fry.
Ah, see, now I'm learning something. I never got the stir fry from a sushi place. I used to go to Sushi Station.
No, you gotta eat. First, there's nothing filling about raw fish on rice, okay? I mean, I could eat a platter of it and be like, all right, where's the meal now?
I'll never forget. I'm dating this girl, loves Sushi Station, right? It's like 10 years ago. I'm landscaping.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
It was one of those days, like in the late spring, but you know, it's like that grass is thick, heavy. I'm dead. It's like 12, 13 hours. I totally forgot that I promised I would take her to Sushi Station. We go. I haven't eaten all fucking day. I'm starving. Dude, I'm pounding fucking Japanese beers.
Yeah, man. You know how it is, right? I love the Japanese beer. Yeah, man.
Next thing I know, man, I got this pile of plates next to me. It's like, it's falling over. You know what I mean? And they come back with that bill, and it was like $250.
Yeah.
And I was so fucking pissed. It was more money than I made that whole day.
Seems about so right.
So fucking pissed. Ugh.
Emma had a friend in town a couple weeks ago, and for the farewell dinner for the final night, we went out to a local sushi joint that we found online, highly rated, great time, absolutely delicious. We're piling through the sushi course there, and I'm asking them, like, you want any more of this? You know, how about this? You know what I mean? I'm getting the rest. I'm scraping clean the wasabi and the ginger I'm even eating still, and you know, both ladies like, oh, so full. I'm so full. I'm like, dude, I can eat a literal cheeseburger and fries right now. No problems. I would clean the plate of a cheeseburger and fries right now. Are you kidding me? You're full? How could you even make that statement, man? We barely ate anything. We ate air with some fish on top of it.
Oh, and the stupid Asian bitch. 80 pounds looks at you like you're a fucking fat cow.
Oh, dude. Oh, you eat so much. Yeah, so many
dude,
plates.
What is with
so
that?
So many plates. No, fuck you, bitch. I can eat. I'm about to eat the fucking plates.
What
Jesus
is with
Christ.
This? You just nailed something. You're psycho, bro. Emma and I encounter this all the time when we order Asian food even. Like, you'll order the, all right, I'll get a little two wonton soup. Give me some of the dumplings. And I'll do a chicken fried rice, and then and they'll start to tell you the total, and be like, "Oh no, wait! I want to get some lo mein." Like, "Oh no, yeah, this is too much!" You know, like, "No,
so much, so much." No, dude, they tell me that all the time. I hear it every time I go to the Asian fucking restaurant. So much. What do you mean so much? Stop! I'm gonna eat it.
Well, Emma and her friend, they're full apparently after we ate a bunch of sushi, and I'm starving for like a burger, but. We just burned through $200. You're right on the money. And then I'm like, actually, we're getting ready to go. But I'm like, hey, could you toss on a chicken fried whatever on there? You know, something with the noodles. And, you know, they did. And I brought that sucker home and downed half of it because I was starving. And it was fantastic. And it hit the spot. And then I left it in the fridge. Thought I'd get away with a little leftover the next day. And I got home and it was gone. And Emma said, oh, my God, that stir fry was amazing. And I said, well, yes, it was. I'm glad I bought it. Because you guys were apparently full.
You were so full. Huh? It was a great meal. Those two pieces of fish and rice.
This is why I don't believe society will collapse if the power goes out for 2 weeks. I've seen people actually eat when they like think that they're hungry. Like, people don't need that much, actually. They really, we're just overeating pretty much all the time.
They don't know what it's like to starve. Dude, sometimes I have moments where I'm starving. Like, I'll eat you. Like, I'm 2 hours away from joining barbecue in Haiti and just fucking cooking up a leg here. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even need to go that far. There was a viral video the other day of a homeless man in L.A., I believe.
Did you see that?
Found a severed leg from a man who was hit by a train, and he was caught on video just casually walking down the street eating this leg.
Just to quote Bill Maher, how do we look now, people who left California?
Folks, are you better off now or 4 years ago?
Come back to California. You could smoke weed, fuck your wife, force her to get an abortion, and eat a leg, you know? Dude, that was insane. Only in California. You're right about the Florida man. That's becoming like, who cares about the guy jumping on the alligator?
No, I want to be Florida man.
In California, they're eating humans.
It's not that. Florida's the place of sensibility at this point. They have led the way in the ending. Well, Florida was the state during the pandemic. Let's never forget. That was the kind of beacon of freedom. Then post-pandemic and this crazier world that we find ourselves in now here, they kind of led the way in the anti-DEI movement that we're now gladly seeing the pendulum swing and sweep across the country.
Oh, I love it because our family, they literally believe that Ron DeSantis is the devil and Florida has no unions. But people in my union, I'm hearing more and more about guys who left to go to Miami and other places in Florida because they can't get enough plumbers because of the construction. And everybody here is getting laid off, and they're worried about the fact that we used to have 40 crane permits a year. This year we have 4.
Oh, that is rough, dude.
We're not building. But guys are going to Florida and joining the union down there where they're, dude, are they getting $60 an hour like here? No, they're getting 48. But the cost of living is a little cheaper. There's no state income tax. And they're able to afford decent houses. It's crazy.
And their governor's passing laws so that way you could confidently send your child to public
school.
Yes, dude.
Oh, no, dude, that's like one of the biggest. No income tax, and you're not going to turn my kid gay.
Yes.
Like, that's like, oh my God. Is this paradise?
Yeah, I know. What country is this? Right? Is this some newfound free land?
You're not gonna turn my kid into a f- who thinks he was racist or some shit, or like part of a racist patriarchy. Like, I don't even know what you guys are teaching these kids in school here. I mean, now in Chicago, you got schools who are demanding teachers be bilingual and teach bilingual. What? We have scarlet fever in the schools.
Crazy. You describe Illinois versus Florida, and it's like one place is what America used to feel like, and the other one is like a third world country.
It's a third world country, yes.
You have medieval diseases coming back and people who don't know what gender they are.
I know.
It's not just you. Colorado's in the same boat, dude. They're in the same place.
It's crazy when you say it out loud like that, but 100% true. We're fighting scarlet fever and kids that don't know they're dudes. What?
Well, I think the pendulum's swinging. This is kind of my theme for this year, which makes me happy. And I'm going to further this joyride with a little news item about Alabama getting on board this anti-DEI train with Florida. This is good news. We're heading in the right direction. We should celebrate it and be excited. And let's prepare ourselves for the fountain of liberal tears that flow through this news item. It's beautiful.
The governor of Alabama signing a new law banning all diversity programs across the state's public universities and government agencies.
SB 129 has passed.
It passed with overwhelming Republican support, but likely to face legal headwinds soon for its broad sweep. As of October 1st, any program that involves a, quote, divisive concept cannot receive state funding. Republican Governor Kay Ivey saying today, I refuse to allow a few bad actors on college campuses, or wherever else for that matter, to go under the acronym of DEI, using taxpayer funds to push their liberal political movement. The law coming after days of debate in the state legislature.
Everybody in this room is created equal, and so I thank you for bringing this now that we have can no longer taxpayer money and go to programs that teach us that we are actually different.
But
I love that. That encapsulates every absurdity behind DEI, critical race theory, the idea that we've been teaching kids for the last 10 plus years that America's a racist country. It's so backwards, man. And that right there says it all.
Even Bill Maher did a whole thing about it. You saw that?
Yeah, I did. I was shocked, actually. I didn't clip any Bill Maher for the show today.
I think they just realized that, yo, the minorities aren't voting for you anymore. There's enough information out there now, and it's easy enough to get. They're not believing the bullshit you were feeding them. Look at Chicago. You guys keep putting in black people who are super liberal, and the black communities are no better for it. As a matter of fact, the every community is worse off.
Yeah. You know? Oh, it's throughout. It's across the board, and it doesn't matter what color your skin is, or how old you are, or what generation you're a part of. You're seeing through the bullshit now, through the pandering. It's obvious. Yes. Man. Haven't seen a lot of videos of Joe Biden eating fried chicken with black folk the last couple, last few weeks. They trotted that out way too confidently, man.
Dude, that was the most. That was way more racist than anything Donald Trump did.
Everything they did.
You went to a black family. You brought them fried chicken, and the worst part was you brought yourself a cheeseburger.
Yeah, exactly.
That is insane.
Yeah, something with the whites there, the elite whites of the Democratic Party who believe there is some sort of status symbol aligned with eating and stuffing your face with a cheeseburger.
I don't know. It's crazy that that's not racist, but I'm racist because I say you guys in the black communities, you really need to fix yourselves. You know what I mean? Like, no money, no government programs, no. That's not what you guys need. You need to fix the culture in those neighborhoods.
Dude,
and it's not even a black and white thing. Look at the poor white communities. They need to fix their culture. You know, I always bring it back to the rent-a-center. It's not a black or a white thing. You don't see a rent-a-center in a rich neighborhood. It's only in the poor neighborhood, black or white, or Hispanic.
Or even state by state. Rent-a-center, there's not even one in Colorado. That's how different Colorado is from Illinois.
You guys are rich. No, there's like corporations and stuff that are preying on poor communities of all colors. And they depend on a party like the Democrats who will divide us based on race, not realizing that it's all economic you know what I mean?
And
it's all about...
Well, no, it's all... What's beautiful right now is the economy's so bad that people are realizing it's shitty for all of us. It doesn't matter anymore what race we are.
I don't think that anybody realized the report that came out. It said if you are a family of four, and you want to be middle class, you need to make $170,000 a year. And who makes that? You know what I mean?
That's crazy because we grew up at a time when middle class was $70,000 a year.
$70,000. You had a house in the suburbs with a family. Yeah. Nona bought her house for $40,000.
That is mind-blowing.
Yes.
Not as...
And then everybody wants to talk about inflation. She bought her house for $40,000. Their household income was about $20,000 at the time. Or $15,000 at the time.
Wow.
Now, the average house is $400,000, and your income is $70,000. That it didn't raise proportionally, you know?
You know, if you really want a good gauge on how bad Bidenomics has been for this country, the Chicago Bears were purchased for $100 in 1900.
Back when $100 meant something.
It was backed by gold, baby, just like bricks. Get your bricks, dollar.
Now, Arlington Heights can't even get them for $100 mil. Fucking idiot.
Oh, man.
Can't argue. The Chicago mob. There's a reason it's known internationally. You know what I mean?
You want to hear any more of this death of the DEI, or have we had enough here?
I forgot what we were talking about. Yeah, go ahead. Perfect.
Longer taxpayer money and go to programs that teach us that we are actually different.
But civil rights advocates arguing it tramples on the constitutional rights of students and faculty.
When you have a bill like this and it's incredibly vague, folks get scared. This is going to have a direct impact on DEI offices across the state.
Alabama, only the latest in a line of states taking sharp.
The only people are scared are these people who have six-figure jobs to just go around preaching America's racist.
Yes, that's the whole point of this, that people are going to lose their jobs, that they've had these jobs strictly on pushing this agenda. Man, we need to end these programs. Like, you're literally saying it out loud for everybody to understand. We got to end all this government overreach and all these government agenda and government programs, man. Let's stop having so much government. We need less government.
Yes, less government. Yes. More state government, less federal. The federal government cannot solve your problems. It just cannot.
Yeah, and man, on state levels, if you guys want to be the state that pushes all these retarded DEI agendas and all that stuff, go for it, man. Colorado's all in, I'm sure. I mean, we just had an article this week celebrating how, despite all these oppressive Republican laws restricting abortions, abortions are up.
Oh, great.
Celebrate, people. We're killing babies like we never have before.
No, but that's why they hate this so much. That's why they're talking about it, because it's Alabama. And everybody's mad because all these companies are leaving Democratic cities to go to Republican states.
That's right, man.
You know?
Much to the chagrin of Bill Maher, who is laughing in the face of everyone who left for Texas.
No, because in Texas, you can't sit alone and jerk off in your apartment while smoking weed.
That's right, man. Come on. Happiness, right?
Happiness. City programs. Florida's Stop Woke Act, preventing companies from requiring diversity trainings, now tied up in legal challenges.
N-O-O!
But back in Montgomery, students have been making their voices heard all month.
DEI has never made me feel threatened, hurt.
Alabama schools tonight now trying to sort through the implications of how to comply with this new law and still teach.
It's easy. You just stop teaching people they're racist. And just start, it's very easy to teach without DEI. You could just start teaching kids, you know, math, science, stuff
yes.
like that.
How
history,
about fractions?
Civics. We could really use some yes. civics being taught. And then you could start from there and then just stop teaching about how everybody's a racist.
I got to tell you right now, this is 100% true. If you got rid of all DEI and instead you took that money and you funded classes where you'd go into these inner cities, you'd go to these poor communities, and you would teach them about, like, compounding interest, IRAs, saving for the future, that would have a greater impact than anything you could ever do with DEI training.
Yes, man. Absolutely.
Right? Because that's the big difference. That's, like, the overall big difference, is you have, I don't know.
Well, more racist. That's all that matters, right?
The white privilege is you grew up in a neighborhood where your parents taught you about saving money. You know what I mean? And investing.
Yeah, I guess. I've never really tried to understand the whole other side, I guess, which makes me a bigot. And so, yeah. Therefore, ipso facto, I'm a racist and I don't support the DEI training. I just don't like the idea that we've gone so backwards from what we were raised on. And we were raised at a time where they were really pushing the opposite of division.
I love that Morgan Freeman quote. How about I stop calling you a white man and you stop calling me a black man and we could all just be men? That's what we grew up on.
Plays on to the Elon Musk interview with Don Lemon, where Don tried to really stoke the racist divide and Elon kind of, you know, sprayed his fire extinguisher on that. By saying, you know, we can spend the rest of our lives looking in the past and being divided, or we could look to the future and unite.
Well, I loved his point about at what time. What time were you slaves?
Right.
We were all slaves at one time.
Absolutely. Well, we're fleas, right, Mike? You and I?
I love telling people that. My name is Flea. We are just a bug.
We come from...
You know what I mean? We do... I don't matter, and I know it. I'm reminded by my name. Well, you know,
the name Flea is not derived from rich nobility, you know, on a royal level. All right,
no,
we weren't owning any people. I assure you that.
But it's good. But it's fine. I'm happy with it. I love it. You know,
that's right.
Anything
man.
I do better than a bug is a success.
Well, speaking of the rich nobility of our world, have you seen more of the insanity surrounding the Kate Middleton situation?
What do you think about that clip?
Dude, so a video came out this weekend of Kate Middleton and the two brothers from 7 years ago where she looks identical and is wearing the exact same sweater as this clearly AI deepfake clip. Dude, if you zoom in on the clip they released where she announces her cancer, you could see the morphing of the graphics behind her head, actually. It's clear.
She's dead.
I think she's dead. Yeah.
And people, if we agree,
it's
be
bad.
Scared.
That's bad news. Be afraid. Yeah.
Yeah, he killed her. I think you were right. I think he killed her.
I think she discovered he's a reptilian.
Ooh.
A shapeshifter, if you will.
He was Hillary all along.
All right. I hope everybody packed a fat bowl. Okay, I have a clip for everyone here. I got it from Alex Jones's Twitter account. He tweeted this out. Obviously, it's the phone reading my mind, the algo. Sure. But because I'm reading about David Icke's Children of the Matrix and the whole reptilian overlord situation going on in our world, and there's a lot of talk how we're seeing the fading out of the royalty right now because they want to usher in the New World Order. I got this intense clip. I feel like you'd really enjoy it, and some of our listeners out there, our loyal listeners, would really enjoy it as well. It does a deep dive, and it interviews a gal who claims to have witnessed these reptilians in action in the royal bloodline there, especially there in Buckingham Palace. And it's a pretty wild one. I thought we would really enjoy it because we had just talked about it a little bit a few episodes ago, and now we have this mystery surrounding Kate Middleton. What does she know? What did she find out? Why was she bumped off or murdered? Clearly, they have yet to show any real version of her. There's either actors portraying her from a distance, or we've seen nothing but AI deepfakes. When it comes to the royals, man, I've always believed they've been some sort of reptilian thing. Mike, are you down to dig deep into this wild and extravagant rabbit hole?
I can't wait. I haven't heard about the reptile thing. I can't wait.
We're going deep. We're going reptiles. I hope you're ready. Put those tinfoil hats on, my nutjob friends. Let's do it.
According to Princess Diana's friend, Christine Fitzgerald, Diana's nickname for the Windsors was the Reptiles, and used to say that they are not human. While this may sound strange, most royal bloodlines in history were said to be the offspring of reptilians, often described as dragon or serpent people. In an interview with David Icke, Arizona Wilder told her story of being bred for the express purpose of conducting rituals for the royal family.
I was bred for this role that I fulfill. I was being abused and traumatized and on purpose for the mind control that they need someone to go through to do whatever they say.
They're about to unleash every conspiracy you've ever heard of right here, right now. Okay, so buckle up. Hold on to your butts, people.
Explain the importance of blood rituals.
What it's all about is that the blood and the menstrual blood contains something that is important for the propagation of this race that is controlling things on this planet.
She explained the infamous adrenochrome.
For it to be secreted in the blood is they need terrorization of their victims. They are killed at that moment as they are staring into their eyes.
She said when the royals and others smelled blood, they would shapeshift into reptilians.
When the victims are starting to be sacrificed, it's the scent of the blood. They start shapeshifting at that point in time. They can't.
What if he hit Kate, all right, did a number on her, and she started bleeding, and in that moment he accidentally shapeshifted into his reptilian form and she saw it?
Ooh, I was thinking maybe she was the reptile. Maybe he beat her so bad she couldn't go back to human.
Oh, wow, you're right, because they can only marry their own kind.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Dude, this is crazy.
Hold their
human
shape.
Human can't reproduce with a reptile.
Really? I feel like, well, I don't know. Maybe you can.
It's hard to go species to species. Just like a mule is, he can't reproduce, you know?
Ah.
So you gotta at least be like, if you're a reptile, you gotta be fucking a reptile.
Right.
You can have a mammal to reptile? No, that's even worse than species to species.
You don't think the reptilian Anunnaki hybrid aliens didn't mix and mingle and make some human version mixes?
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. So she's got to be a descendant of an Anunnaki.
All right.
You know, it's got to be two descendants fucking. Just like the blue eyes. Did you hear about blue eyes?
The blue eye is supposed to come from the Nordic Anunnakis, man.
Well, the whole thing, like our little brother has blue eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, he's Anunnaki.
Well, that means both of our parents carry the gene from a common ancestor.
All right.
It can only, so, I don't know, it's a little weird.
Oh, are we reptilian?
We might be.
All right. I'm okay with it. Well, that means I could talk about it, right?
I don't know. Sometimes, though, I always say you're the Jesus Christ from Colorado. Don't forget about the cup of cola.
They do call me Colorado Jesus. This is true. Watch out, world. All right.
Point in time.
This gets crazy.
They can't hold their shape when this happens.
We're talking shape-shifting reptilians, and I said this gets crazier. Just keep that in mind.
The human shape.
The human shape they cannot hold. They go back into reptilian shape as this is happening because it's a type of excitement of the kill. I have seen at rituals, I have seen George Bush. I have seen the two sons when they were young.
Are these the sons that have become governors since?
Yes. One is in Florida and one is in Texas.
They're talking about George W. and Yebe, and that's how old this interview is, man. This is back when they were still governors.
That is weird that we had two of them as governors.
Oh,
one became president, you know?
Folks, it's out there. Herbert Walker Bush, head of the CIA for decades, the only person who can't recall where he was during the assassination of JFK, yet just happened to also be working for the CIA and just happened to be in Texas? All right.
It's just like me being like, I don't remember where I was on 9/11. No, I remember every moment of that day.
That's the point, man. Everybody, when the assassination of JFK happened, every human being knows where they were, except George Herbert Walker Bush, who happened to be working for the CIA.
Was that a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
He remembers it with the same detail that E. Jean Carroll remembers the Trump rape.
Can't even recall if it was hot or cold.
Might have been spring, maybe fall. potentially summer, actually, now that I think about it.
Not sure of the year. I think Barbara cooked a lasagna.
Was it raining? I can't really remember.
Can't recall.
Yeah, dude, but that's what this interview is from the time, late 90s, when the Bush brothers were simultaneously governors of two Republican states.
Very large states.
The Bush family, quite literally one of the most powerful families in the history of modern America. And
it's kind of a dynasty that died, though, because they're like grandson.
Well, no.
To run and he left.
You need to dig into Barry Sotero and his adoptive father. I forgot the first name.
No, Barry, Barack Obama was the last Bush.
Well, I would argue, as I have for the last couple episodes here, Barry's in charge, man. I mean, we're watching the third term of Barry Obama, Barack Sotero.
Right, but who's after him? The Bushes kind of lost it, you know?
Well, we don't know. I mean, who's...
that's a good call.
We don't know who they're grooming next, and, you know, they clearly groomed the Clintons.
You think so?
Absolutely. The Clinton... I mean, Barack Obama's president and his Secretary of State is Hillary Clinton.
Well, Clinton was definitely CIA.
Yes, absolutely. But
you know,
Bush was also clearly CIA.
Yeah, you're right. So I don't think they've changed. I think they're all just one family.
And there's so much corruption going back to when Kennedy was assassinated. One of the members of the Warren Commission just happens to be the vice president and take over after they oust Nixon, Gerald Ford.
Did you see how, like, everybody there died? You gotta look into how all those people died.
Are you talking about the members of the Warren Commission?
And the Secret Service that was there. The people who did the autopsy.
I can only imagine they succumbed to the similar fates as SEAL Team 6, who happened to kill Osama bin Laden, dispose of his body without even seeing, and then they all just mysteriously die in a fiery crash.
You won't believe this. All of them were into autoerotic asphyxiation. They all died with a belt around their neck and a doorknob while jerking off.
Man,
it's crazy.
That's right.
Each
one, exactly 2 gigs of child porn on their hard drives.
always a thumb drive, even before they were a thing. Floppy disks.
Yes, dude.
No, they all died under mysterious circumstances.
All of the security
Warren
detail.
Commission, all of the Secret Service, everybody who could have told you what happened. You know, I didn't even realize even that Zapruder film, whatever, didn't get released till like 9 years later.
And not even in full. I don't even think people have seen the real legit version of it.
That's crazy. It's just because back then you didn't have cameras. Like, you could find the one guy with a camera and shut him up.
I believe the 60s and then early 70s, that was the last time where they could truly effectively fool people with these visuals. And then the cameras got too good and they couldn't fake it anymore.
I think they took a break, and then it wasn't until like Obama era where they're just like, oh, we could do this without people even caring. Out in the open. We'll kill Epstein, you know?
Well, I was reading how it was about 2012, 2014, especially when there were things happening in Hong Kong, and then here we had the Occupy Wall Street stuff going on, that they were realizing they had lost control over the narrative and they needed to bring down an iron fist of sorts on the spread of information and social media and the internet. And that's why we've seen such a wild change in how information is shared on the internet, and nobody will argue with you when you say something changed about the internet, you know, about 10 years ago.
Absolutely. It used to be you could find anything.
And now you, Emma was even telling me something really funny yesterday. She was explaining the evolution of the TikTok experience and how she loved the original TikTok 4 years ago. How it was anything and everything, and it just seemed like it was a completely random experience every time you flicked your thumb up, right? And just, you had no idea what would pop up next, and it was just very entertaining and exciting and fun. And she said now everything is just, she's pigeonholed, and she's just seeing almost like the same four creators over and over again, it feels
like.
And I told her that's what all internet and apps feel like now. It's as if they've allowed this AI algorithm to take over, and they're not even trying anymore. And unless you notice it, you're just totally welcoming in this pigeonholing of your information landscape, and you're now basically just, you know, they realized they had they had lost control over people through TV, so they had to figure out how to pigeonhole you through your device, and now they got you.
Dude, YouTube did it to me. I noticed it. They started directing me constantly to Ben Shapiro and Matt Walsh. I couldn't get every other video was Matt Walsh, no matter whether I did the thumbs down or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they started bringing me to this guy who now they started sending me the Biden videos. It's literally like they work you into it. It's like, dude, I just stopped watching YouTube. Like, I don't even know what it is anymore, you know?
All of these places are like that now, where they're funneling you down a road that it assumes you want to go down, but really you just want randomness, right?
And then the road always ends up with Democrats. I don't get it.
It's crazy, man. And I can only assume all aspects of the internet are doing that, and it made me think about that whistleblower who worked for the umbrella company that owned a vast majority of the pornography sites that are proliferating along the interwebs. I think it even is part of the OnlyFans sensation. But either way, he was discussing how years ago that their algorithms were purposefully kind of funneling people towards transgender porn and, you know, homosexual porn, especially especially people who were searching straight porn. And now, man, if we're talking about how, like, against my searching will, you're funneling me towards these informational sites or these kind of platforms or personalities, I can't imagine what the porn experience is for these kids. Maybe that explains why 40% of Gen whatever's after Gen Z is gay now.
Oh, I know, dude. Oh, you can't go on Pornhub without seeing at least one recommendation for a fucking tranny. You're like, why?
It's outrageous stuff, man. Absolutely. So either way, folks, when you just take a moment to think about it, we're overrun by reptilian overlords and they're in the royal family.
I forgot that's what we were talking about.
Well, we went off on a good tangent. Either way, I think I got my point across. Pretty interesting stuff. Take a look if you're willing. Go do the dive. Dig a little bit, folks. It's bizarre. It's weird. It's creative and imaginative, and you have to be willing to open up your mind a little bit. But think about how crazy the world is today. There's a lot of people claiming there's all these prophecies and biblical things coming true. So maybe it's not too outside of the realm to really imagine that maybe there are some alien extraterrestrial involvement, interjections happening within our culture and time frame. Who knows, man? And it does feel like they're phasing out the royal family, ultimately.
It does, definitely. Yeah.
So.
But, you know, speaking of aliens, you got something on here that I've been dying to talk about, because this actually kind of overtook the breakfast table today. The squatter epidemic.
Yeah! All right! I was hoping that would hit it. Okay, I'm down to stretch this.
And I've been hearing about it from people I work with, because I work with people who are professionals that make money, they own properties, right? We live with people that own properties, and everybody is talking about how it is insane that they're allowing these people to steal properties.
It seems purposeful. The chaos might be the point. I'm ready to do it. Are you ready to get down and dirty with some squatters?
Can't wait to hear what you have to say. Yeah.
They're the house guests. No one invited.
You're trespassing. And you're harassing me.
Squatters making themselves right at home.
Out of my house.
It's not your house.
They're people who take over mostly vacant properties that aren't theirs. One New York case even turning deadly.
Police now believe the 52-year-old Vitel was killed by squatters.
It's terrifying.
Patty Peoples says she discovered two women in...
Patty Peoples.
Come back.
John Pistol again? Are you kidding me here?
Is this General Boots on the ground? Yeah. What's going on?
It's terrifying.
Patty Peoples says she discovered two women and kids in a Florida property she was preparing to sell and filmed her intense confrontations with them.
I had squatters. They did $40,000 worth of damage, stole appliances.
Bye.
At one point, even threatening her with a tire iron.
So you must want me to take this and break your phone.
She says it took more than a month to get them out.
How did you feel?
It is, quite frankly, one of the most frustrating, unfair experiences and frightening experiences of my life. The burden of proof was on me, not the renters. It's unfair.
The homeowner, the fucking person who's paying the taxes.
I don't understand.
The law-abiding citizen who lived her life, made some money, bought a property, rented it out. The burden is on her, not the criminal who broke into the house.
Thank you. And
insane. Yes.
I feel like we've heard enough of this little clip. It kind of drags on and describes the ordeal of these various homeowners and evicting these squatters. There's one lady in New York City that made headlines this week because she got arrested calling the cops on the squatters. She was arrested
in her home.
In her home, yeah, that's right.
It's her house.
Yeah.
It's her property.
That's right.
And the worst part is this is happening in places that have the highest fucking property taxes.
Yes, dude.
You know what I mean? I'm paying an absorbent amount of money for taxes to live in this city. And then this is how you treat the tax-paying, law-abiding citizen. Insane. Insane.
My question is, how much longer must you endure the pain till you decide enough is enough and I'm not voting for these assholes anymore?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter who you vote for, Frank. They found 10,000 votes in a ballot box.
Exactly.
And the point is, think about around the world who's looking at this news. What kind of people are like, oh, I want to move there? It's not the people who want to work hard and buy a house. It's the people who want to come here and steal a house, right?
Yes. What happened?
You're incentivizing illegal people to come here and steal homes.
Did you see the viral clip of the insane-looking maniac invader who's got his own TikTok, allegedly, who posted this clip? He looks like a literal serpent human, and he's talking about how... I'm sure you saw it. The conservatives lost their mind over it. I thought it was a deep fake of some sort. Or he's an actor of some...
But he's, like, teaching them how to come into certain neighborhoods and get squatters' rights.
That's right.
Which, fine, you fucking idiots pass all these laws with not even a single thought of second and third order consequences. Everything you do has consequences. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm appalled, again, that people who have worked hard and own their property are willing to keep voting for these... It's Democrats right now. That's all it is. We need to label it. It's Democrats who are taking away the rights of hardworking, honest Americans, and they're giving freebies to illegal aliens who have broken into this country and now are quite literally breaking into homes and just stealing the homes.
Well, the problem is all you idiots, in order to save democracy, voted for all these people that got... that put into place insane voting laws so that now in Chicago, even when you vote against this shit, they could just find 10,000 votes. You know what I mean?
Well,
that wasn't a thing before mail-in voting.
The other guy said there's going to be a bloodbath.
He told you to inject bleach. Better than 4 years ago when the president told you to inject bleach.
Oh my God, if this migration doesn't stop, we're all going to be begging for them to inject us with bleach and end our misery.
Does it save me from Scarlet's fever? Because it's something I read about in a textbook in elementary school, and now I'm faced with it at a school as an adult because you're letting these migrants from quote-unquote shithole countries. He wasn't far off.
So,
well, you know?
You get to sit around a breakfast table once a week with immigrants, actually real ones, who came here legally decades ago, and they are now homeowners and renters. And what was the general consensus of these?
Even the ones that voted for Joe Biden are absolutely appalled at the fact that these immigrants are being welcomed in. So these are people who were on a boat that had to go to Argentina before they could come here.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these guys are looking around, and they are absolutely appalled. Before they could even come here, they had to have a sponsor. Somebody who would promise that they could live with them, at least give them a place to stay. They found jobs within a week. They were never given a dime. And now their taxes are going to these credit cards for these immigrants. They're paying for these shelters. They're absolutely appalled. Absolutely appalled. That's why I don't think the Democrats realize this is not going to help you with the Latino community.
Or the poor black community in the south side of Chicago or in any of these major urban cities. You know, you talk a big game when it comes to helping the minorities and those who are most affected by our system that has this indoctrinated racism. Yet, you're not dishing out the $10,000 debit cards in Denver to these folks. You're dishing it out to the migrants.
There's an elementary school on the south side. CPS denied the funding to upgrade the drinking fountains because they have an insane amount of lead in their water for whatever reason. They have a lead in the water coming out of the drinking fountain. CPS said, no, we don't have the $40,000 to upgrade your drinking fountains. So just every morning, the engineer has to run the each drinking fountain for 10 minutes to get rid of as much lead as he can. Before the kids show up.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They spent $350 million on this abandoned-ass school. It was already abandoned to upgrade the water to the bathrooms for these migrants.
Right. Because they're future voters, yeah. And they matter more because we've already lost these urban voters because we've
ruined these immigrants to be able to shit and flush the toilet, Frank. That's better than these kids whose parents are paying taxes. We don't care about if they drink lead water.
And now it doesn't even matter if you own your home. Somebody, and it's not even migrants, by the way. Some of the people that they interviewed in these clips, these squatters, they're just urban folk, American raised and born. So, you know, this isn't some kind of... this issue is just insane in the sense that, you know, at the bare minimum, the government is there to support the fact on a legal basis that you own your home or that, you know, we're supposed to pay our taxes to basically fund, what, cops and stuff like that. But no, we defunded the cops. We're not building any infrastructure. Your home isn't protected whatsoever.
If I'm not paying taxes for you to enforce my property rights, what am I paying for?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Enforce my property rights. Fix the schools. That's what my taxes is supposed to go towards. Right?
And do you know where they're not pulling this shit? Is Texas, where if someone steps into your home and doesn't leave, you're legally allowed to shoot them. Because they're on their property, man.
No. That's what they don't. That's what people... They're not doing this in Arlington Heights.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's
man.
Just a suburb of Chicago. Like, that's the white privilege. You know what I mean?
Good call, man.
They're not spending their taxes on this bullshit.